Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
The most annoying song for the rest of the NHL. But we love it. Chicago Blackhawks, Breakfast with a Blackhawk, and our friend Brian Campbell joins us now from Canada. Where are you? Are you in Ottawa?
Ottawa, Ontario.
You like Ottawa?
I actually spent 4 years here. I played junior hockey here. So I spent from ages 16 to like 20 here.
Oh, is that right? Fond memories?
Yeah, really good memories. I enjoyed it here. It was a lot of fun. Great city, capital of Canada, obviously. So, it's a beautiful city.
What team did you play for?
I played for a team called the Ottawa 67s.
Why were they the 67s? Is that the year they were formed?
Correct.
Mm. Good sweater, good logo?
Almost like an original, kind of like nothing elaborate, barber pole kind of on the socks. I liked the sweaters. Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of team were you? Were you a speed team because you were on it?
We're more of a skating, high tempo. We won the Memorial Cup, which is the whole championship my last year. So it was fun. Great memories.
What's the most fun thing you can do in Ottawa?
Skate on the canal.
Skate on the canal. Tell me about that.
So they have, I don't even know how long it is, but it's miles long. And what they do in the wintertime is they lower the water level down along the canal, and then it freezes, obviously, so you can go skating down the canal. And then they have food places. The Beaver Tails is a big thing here, which is like some dough and then some brown sugar on it. And that's the big thing to eat. It's called a beaver tail.
The Rideau Canal, guys, just to jump in here, I figured we should get some details. 126 miles to be exact, Steve and Brian. And
126 miles?
Yes. It's also
but
unofficially.
Not, yeah. You can't skate 126 miles, but you can skate a long way.
And food places and good times. That's probably a great place to take a date.
Yeah, anything. It's actually a lot of fun. So it goes right through the city where you can skate, and you can skate to work if you want.
No kidding.
The skating is 7.8 kilometers, people come from all around the world to glide along the Rideau Canal, just like Brian Campbell is doing right now, Steve.
Is that the first place you were recognized as a hockey player, like celebrity recognized?
Maybe a little. Yeah, maybe a little, because junior leagues are pretty big around here. And,
sure.
So, it's kind of like the, obviously that's where I got drafted from and everything like that. So it's the next step before, obviously, professional.
What's your favorite named hockey team in Canada? Because some of the minor league teams and the junior teams have some pretty funny names.
Wow. That's a good question. I'm trying to think of all of them now.
Nothing jumps out, because we'll do some research in a break if you want.
Yeah, I know Halifax has the Moose Heads, which is which is like the beer there. There's Moose Head.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool one.
Yeah, and by the way, that is a Canadian mob move. If you wake up with a moose head in your bed, yeah, and it's not good. It's not good. Not good at all. All right, so we're going to break for traffic. When we come back, we got a listener question for you. We'll preview Ottawa tonight and Toronto coming up. And maybe you can talk a little bit, too, about whether or not the Maple Leafs are on the come or not. They seem like they're getting better. They've got the old Red Wings coach now. But it would be a huge deal in Canada, and Brian can speak to this, if Toronto would ever win a cup. Ever. Ever. It's been a while.
Yeah. come the hops, the mighty hops.
MB Financial Bank brings you Breakfast with a Blackhawk. I don't have a list of all the great Canadian names, but here's a good collection of hockey names. Bookaboom goes to Dynamite. It's not bad, right?
I've never heard of that.
It's not bad.
I've never heard of that.
How about Every Day I'm Bufflin? It's not bad. Come on, man. I got the moves like Jagger.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are all solid, bud. These are all solid. The penalty box brawlers, hat trick heroes. These are all beer league hockey names. That's why they're these names. The Bodacious Blue Line, that's a women's team. Multiple scorgasms. I'm guessing that is a beer league. So we'll go through the big list of Canadian teams and get back to you on that. But I heard something yesterday which was troubling to me. I heard you ask David Kaplan to help fill out your bracket for March Madness.
Well, I know nothing about NCAA.
Well, why won't
basketball.
You ask me?
So, well, because I know he announces some games on the weekends. And
you know what he does? Honestly, and I'm not kidding you guys, he cheats. And I'm not just saying
Cap,
that.
Oh, Cap, absolutely.
He cheats. Enters, right, Carmen, back me up. He enters a pool with 10 different brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll
use your bracket and claim it's his.
And he'll fill it out and, like, cross it out, and then you'll see another name, and then there'll be something.
Yeah, we love Cap, but he's a weasel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love you, Cap.
Well, yeah. I'll make sure I tell him that.
Yeah,
well,
please do. Yeah, and tell him I said it. all right, so who on the team has any NCAA knowledge?
I think the bread man might have some.
What? Seriously?
No, I'm joking. Say, I don't know if anybody does.
That'd be hilarious if Panarin was an NCAA hoops expert. Now, that would be funny.
I don't know if any of us. I'm sure some of the college guys maybe a little bit, but I don't think a lot of us know. You know, it's kind of a guessing game, but we do it with, like, everybody in the organization. So
sure.
All these some of the guys in the office, they know a ton about it. So yeah. they're just taking us for some money.
McDonough's a shark. He's a shark that way. The Northwestern Wildcats, of course, play today. You got to be excited about that.
Yeah, I am excited. I know I put them down for round one. So hopefully they can keep going, and it's going to be fun to watch.
You guys are hot and hopefully going to continue to stay that way. Great win over Montreal the other night. What about Ottawa? How good are they?
They're really good. They've played great all season, and they've had some injuries too, and they've kept winning. So they're a patient team. We're going to have to be ready to go tonight. They have the four lines going. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. They beat us in our building last time, so we need to repay that.
And you got the Maple Leafs in a couple of days. What would be a bigger deal? It's been a long time since Canada won a cup, and obviously we don't want them to win because we don't want you guys to win. But what would be a bigger deal if the Canadians won or the Maple Leafs won?
Maple Leafs for sure. I think, you know, they sniff anywhere near the playoffs and that the whole city kind of shuts down or they just go crazy there. It is amazing, like, how much they care and the passionate fans and stuff. But they jump on board pretty quick on anything. But they have a good team. You know, they're gonna have a good team for years to come. They're a little young right now, but I think they're coming along pretty good.
Yeah, they're building.
Brian, you're not gonna have Anisima for a while here. What do you think you guys will miss the most? And can Nick Schmaltz step in there?
Well, I think for sure Nick can step in there for sure, 100%. I think everybody likes playing with Nick on the line, but the only problem is then you kind of take him off a Taser's wing. So, you know, there's definitely you're going to miss something with Artie gone. So, you know, it's opportunities now for more guys to step up, and it's good that hopefully Artie won't be out for too long, and hopefully maybe he's back by playoff time. So, you know, that's the only thing. You're still losing a guy, even if Nick does step in there. You're still losing a guy off Johnny's wing there. So, Artie plays all situations, PP, PK, and obviously a ton of 5-on-5. So he's definitely going to be missed.
Heidi Lappin writes in the question on the MB Financial Bank Breakfast of the Blackhawk, Grandpa Ross from the Cubs is showing off his fancy footwork on Dancing with the Stars. If the Blackhawks had somebody on that show, who would it be?
Wow. I'd say
Breadman.
Maybe.
Breadman.
Yeah. He can do the high kicks.
I think Hossa would have more of a suave kind of feel.
He's too really? Shy. He's too shy.
Let's go. I don't know.
I think Duncan Keith might be able to
really
pull it off.
The assassin.
Yeah.
Yeah. The quiet assassin.
Don't run away from yourself here, Brian Campbell. I feel like you could do it.
I feel like that too.
Yeah. Plus, you'd win on charm. You're a charming guy, you.
You look good in the pink tuxedos.
But let's be honest, the one we'd most like to see on Dancing with the Stars, Coach Q.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you want me to do? All right.
I can't wait for you to ask me in your interview with him here coming up in a couple days.
Dancing with the Stars, what channel is that on? Is that on NHL Network? All right, buddy, stay healthy, get a couple more wins in Canada, and come on home.
All right, appreciate it, everybody. Thanks.
And we'll take a break, come back. CLTV joins us in a moment. MB Financial Bank, thank you for bringing us Breakfast with the Blackhawks on the Steve Cochran Show on WGN.